You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Gym Class here at KGYM. It is a Wednesday edition, our final show of the week, as we get ready to celebrate Thanksgiving with our families and loved ones, etc., etc. We hope that you get to do the same as well. Great to have you aboard as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour here today. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Ben on the other side of the glass, and you, our listener, most importantly out there. We'd love to have you aboard today, as every day here on the Gym Class program. If you want to interact with us, love to hear from you, 319-366-1600. That is the text line. That's our phone line as well. Again, 319-366-1600. Keep those digits close and handy. As we are presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union once again today. And learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to DuPaco.com. Good show for you. We're going to have the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6, your chance to win a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway. We will have that opportunity for you coming up in just a little bit, as a matter of fact. It'll be usually 3:30, 3:35, 3:40, right in there. Today, we're going to do it early. How about that? We'd like to throw a curveball in there every once in a while. So we will do that. We'll get a hold of Dave. We've got Spencer's picks. I think he picked all the games, unlike me, last week. And we will give somebody out there a chance to win a $30 gift card, courtesy of Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from Lindale Mall, next to the Home Depot and behind Taco John's. And then the coach, Kevin Lehman, our Off the Glass segment. We'll have that for you at about 3:35 here this afternoon. Happy pre-Thanksgiving to you. And a Bowling Night America update, Mark.
You as well, Scott. Good afternoon to everyone. And wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving if you are able and choose to celebrate. Got good weather if you're traveling. And decent weather anyway. It's been a lot worse. But, yeah, a little shuffle in the lineup today. Kind of an audible.
We are calling an audible.
It'll be successful.
It'll be fine. I am not worried. Dave's a veteran. He's a pro. He'll handle it. He'll handle it right there. Hey, our picks aren't going to get any better if we wait 20 more minutes, right?
Doubtful. The only thing it's going to do is interrupt Dave's cooking. I think Dave cooks for Thanksgiving. I could be wrong.
We'll ask.
He's got boys who run a restaurant. Come on, Dave.
Well, Dave, you did do. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM as we take you to through the 3 o'clock hour here on this Wednesday. And happy Thanksgiving to you, Matt, as well. And happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there, as Mark mentioned just a couple of minutes ago as well. Iowa, Nebraska coming up on Friday. Iowa State goes to TCU to try to spoil the playoff appearance and et cetera, for the Horned Frogs as we look ahead to the college football weekend, albeit briefly here on the program. Iowa wins, Mark. Iowa goes to Indianapolis. Of course, everybody saw that in their crystal ball 5 weeks ago, right?
Not at all. And what we haven't figured out, excuse me, maybe somebody has. What if Nebraska and Indiana upset the apple cart by beating Iowa and Purdue, respectively? And we got at least two teams, if not three or four, with four losses. Well, we don't want to go there, do we?
I'll let the folks at the Big Ten office take care of that. But I'm sure there are people out there that have that. Hey, you have it right on your lap. And hopefully Iowa can take care of that. And whether you want them to go to Indianapolis or not, they have the opportunity to go. You give them the opportunity to play the game. You never exactly know what's going to happen, although they had lost both regular season games to Ohio State and Michigan We shall see. Late news coming out of Iowa City. The honorary captain has been announced, and it is the great Reese Morgan who is going to be the honorary captain this week. And very apropos, probably also helps that Reese is a local because of Thanksgiving Day, et cetera, et cetera. But the Hall of Fame coach at Benton Community in Iowa City West before going on and doing just fantastic things for the University of Iowa on both sides of the football, offensive and defensive lines, as well as at one time was the guy as far as recruiting in the state of Iowa is concerned, because everybody knows Reese Morgan around the state of Iowa. Good guy.
Very valuable member of Kirk Ferentz's staff, and was at Iowa for 19 years and retired in 2019, but I think he's been around the program on the periphery, and it's great that he's going to be the honorary captain. I'd like to hear what Reese has to say in the locker room.
It's going to be good. Trust me, it'll be good. Good guy. Hey, I cannot believe he was there 19 years. I mean, that still astounds me in Iowa City. But, boy, just like I said, did a tremendous job as far as the Iowa football team is concerned. 319-366-1600. Your quick observations about the Iowa game, the Iowa State game as well. It's a game that Iowa should be able to run the football, Mark. Nebraska's defense has been very leaky this year, especially leaky as far as stopping the run is concerned. Iowa runs the football. Usually good things happen. Iowa will be without Sam Laporta. How is that going to affect Spencer Petras? And, of course, remember, it's senior day. I believe 27. That's a pretty healthy class of seniors. And folks like Sam Laporta as well, who more than likely 99.6% is not going to be back next year. Yeah, we'll see how they do. It's a very emotional day, whether it's in Iowa City, Ames, or wherever the case may be.
No doubt about it. And it is a pretty healthy group of seniors. It includes Spencer Petras as well. And they'll trot out onto the Kinnick Stadium turf and be recognized for 4 to 5, maybe 6 years, I don't know, in some cases, dedication to the program. And looking through the list of seniors that are going to be honored, I don't even recognize some of these guys. Because
you
they
have
haven't
the list,
played
correct?
A whole lot. I do.
Okay.
But my point is that these guys who you've never hardly seen on the field, Lucas Amaya.
Correct.
I mean, they put their sweat and dedication into this program, and you know, you got to admire those types of guys. But you also have the Matt Jack Campbells. I'm sorry, Joe Evans, Sam Laporta. You mentioned Kayvon Merriweather, Riley Moss, Spencer Petras, Jack Plum, Monty Potabom, Nico Regani, Terry Roberts. Feel really bad for him this year.
Yeah.
Noah Shannon, who I really think he's an underrated player.
I think he's going to make an NFL
defense.
Team.
I think he could, too. And John Wagner and so on and so forth. But they'll salute those seniors tomorrow, and rightfully so.
Yeah. And I don't think anything's going to be, there's not going to be any booing or anything like that. I would hope that would not be the case. I don't think that's going to be the case. It never has been before. This is a very, very special day as far as seniors are concerned. So get there early. It's going to be a nice day. I mean, high 40s, around 50 degrees could be on Friday afternoon. Boy, you can't beat that for a Black Friday in the Midwest. So, yeah, get out there and congratulate those folks that are playing their last games at Kinnick Stadium on their terrific careers. Happy Thanksgiving to all. Troy, 8186, everyone out there. Safe travels to everybody as well as you make your way to different locales for the holiday out there. And we will reconvene coming up on Monday. Iowa State, Mark, going to TCU. TCU coming off a really, really, really emotional victory on the road at Baylor. We know they're in the Big 12 championship game. We know what they have in front of them. Do you give Iowa State, I don't even say a puncher's chance, do you give Iowa State a sliver of a chance?
In college football, you never say no. But I think the deck is stacked against Iowa State, playing for nothing except to be a spoiler. And TCU is in quite a different spot. Although it's kind of, you know, squeaked by here and there, it's gotten things done. Max Duggan has been from Council Bluffs has become a terrific story. He lost his job.
Yes, he did.
Early in the season, preseason perhaps, but regained it, and he could be a Heisman finalist.
That'd be great. That would be fantastic if he did. 319-366-1600. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and when we do, Dave will join us. We have Spencer's Picks. We'll give you someone out there a chance to win a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway with the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. So stay with us. More to come after this on the Gym Class on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And we're going to have a nice quiet day for anyone traveling or doing any outdoor activities. We'll have temperatures in the low to mid 50s this afternoon as clouds start to build on in. We'll have cloudy skies tonight and temperatures will drop down into the low to mid 30s. Tomorrow we'll have clouds around through Thanksgiving Day. Temperatures still around 50 degrees. There could be some sprinkles or drizzle here and there, and then more sunshine will be around on Friday. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
This is a test of the emergency alert system.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit MFAM.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Kirk Gustafson, agent at 1715 Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids, or call 319-363-7214 today.
Back with you on the Gym Class of KGYM. It is a Wednesday edition of the show. We'll have a Bowling Night in America preview for you coming up in just a little bit. We hope we're all on our best behavior tonight. That's all we'll say. Reminder, we were talking about Iowa State and TCU. 1 o'clock on Saturday with the kickoff for, or excuse me, the pregame, 3 o'clock with the kickoff for that one from Amon Carter Stadium in Fort Worth, Texas, and our Iowa State coverage of both Cyclone football and basketball is brought to you by lifelong Cyclone fan Lisa Nolan, Lisa Nolan Realtor. She's the Cardinal sponsor for ISU football and men's and women's basketball. You can find out more by going to her website, lisanolanrealtor.com. 319-366-1600 as we get ready to pick games here with the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. It is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from Lindale Mall, next to the Home Depot and behind Taco John's. What you will do, as soon as we make our picks, we'll open up the phones. Ben will take four listeners who have not been a contestant over the last 3 weeks. You'll hitch your wagon up to one of the prognosticators. And whoever has the best week, that listener will get a $30 gift card. It is that simple. As Dave joins us from, he takes a time out from preparing the Thanksgiving dinner. Is that true, Dave? Are you the cook still?
I leave it to the boys now.
Oh!
Attaboy!
Ah, you're a smart man, Dave.
Yeah, and they invited us out there, so nothing to clean up, no dishes to do. It's nice.
Nice. Very good. All right, Mark, I'll let you take over, talk about last week, and get into it.
Last week, I happened to win on a tiebreaker over Spencer. We each were 3-3. So consequently, I will bat leadoff in this order, followed by Dave, Spencer, and Scott. We're going to pick six games and a tiebreaker. And then, as Scott said, listeners weigh in and try to win a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway. Off we go. We don't pick many Pac-12 games, but I thought this would be a good one. Oregon and Oregon State, both with really good seasons going on. Oregon State kind of flying under the radar, but at any rate, Oregon, a 3.5-point favorite. And I'm going to go ahead and go with Oregon here. I think Oregon is a better football team. Oregon State's had a nice season. I don't like giving up a hook in a rivalry game, but I just think Oregon's the better football team. Dave.
There's a lot on the line in this game. Oregon needs a win for a spot in the Pac-12 championship game and a long shot in the college football playoffs. Oregon State, meanwhile, is becoming an elite team with an 8-3 record, and their losses have been to Southern Cal, Utah, and Washington. Oregon State is 9-2 against the spread this year. They are 6-0 against the spread at home. The Beavers are 3-1 against the spread as an underdog. Oregon, on the other hand, is 3-2 against the spread on the road. Give me the home underdog and the points.
Ooh.
Dang you, Dave.
What did Spencer say?
Spencer is going with Oregon as well. What say you, Scott?
Well, I'll tell you what. Aside from Iowa State, the most underrated rivalry, there are three of them in America. You got the Holy War between Utah and BYU, which may go away. They don't know yet because, obviously, BYU is leaving the independence and going into the Big 12 next year. The other one, other two, I think Iowa State is one, and the other one is the Civil War between Oregon and Oregon State. And in a game coming off a big emotional win over Utah, and in a rivalry game, you're giving the home team 3.5 points. I'm going with Dave. I'm going to take Oregon State. May not win it, but they're going to keep it close.
Sounds good. And game number two is in the Big Ten. Dave, you will pick first. It is Minnesota at Wisconsin. Very interesting game. Minnesota getting 3 points.
This is the nation's longest-running football rivalry, covering 131 games dating back to 1890. Wisconsin is 6-5 this year, following a 15-14 road victory at Nebraska. The Badgers, with that win, became bowl eligible for the 21st consecutive season and improved to 4-2 under interim coach Jim Leonard. Several Badger players have lobbied for Leonard to get the permanent job, and reports show him to be the front runner. Wisconsin is the better team and very athletic across the board on both sides of the ball and special teams. The Badgers rallied behind Leonard's leadership to win in cover and a jump around in Madison, Wisconsin.
All right, Spencer is going with Minnesota. He says the Gophers ride Mo Ibrahim to a win against an inconsistent Badgers team. So Spencer's going to take those 3 points.
I think Minnesota's boat is sunk after last week. I think the boat is sunk. I'm with Dave. I like Wisconsin here to continue. And I think Jim Leonard might be the named the full coach by the time they kick that thing off on Saturday. And I think that's going to be a rallying point for the Badgers, too.
One thing about this game, and I don't know how much of a difference it's going to make, is Wisconsin star linebacker Herbig is out for the first half.
Correct.
For a targeting in the previous game. Wonderful player. Wisconsin's got many. I think Minnesota, much like Iowa, I think its defense can travel. And if Ibrahim you know, can put up a couple hundred yards, it bodes well for the Gophers. So I'll take I'll take Minnesota and the three.
All right.
Okay, Spencer is up next. Notre Dame at USC, and Notre Dame getting 5 points. Spencer picks Notre Dame, but does say USC wins by a field goal, but Notre Dame does not does their best to play spoiler. So Spencer is taking Notre Dame and the points, Scott.
USC knows they are in perfect position to get into the college football playoff. All they got to do is win the Pac-12 championship game and beat Notre Dame. A Notre Dame team that's getting better and better each and every week, but I think that carrot is at the end of the stick. Fight on. I'm taking USC. Throwing the five.
How is USC going to react after that game against UCLA? Just a wonderful game, hard-fought game, rivalry game and whatnot. And then Notre Dame comes to town. I'm tempted to take the points, but I'm talking myself out of it because I think USC is about as real a deal as the Pac-12 has. So give me USC throwing the five. Dave, tell me I'm wrong.
Southern Cal comes into this game with a 10-1 record. The Trojans came away with a 48-45 victory over UCLA last Saturday. And their quarterback, Caleb Williams, passed for 470 yards on 32 of 43 attempts and a quarterback rating of 176.9. Notre Dame comes into this game with an 8-3 record and a win over Boston College, 44-0. The Irish ran the ball 38 times for 281 yards, averaging 7.4 yards per carry. Notre Dame averages 31 points per game. They have scored 40 touchdowns this year, 19 passing, 21 rushing. Defensively, they are ranked 27th, giving up 20 points per game. Notre Dame averaged 20 points per game offensively in their first five games. Their last five, they have averaged 40 points per game. This is not the same Irish team we saw early in the year. Give me Notre Dame and the points. They win the game outright.
Oh, Dave. All right.
Game number four. It's in the Big Ten. Michigan at Ohio State. Michigan getting 9 points, and I think that number has even gone up since I established the line on Monday. Nevertheless, Michigan plus 9, and Scott, you bet leadoff.
The game, that team from up north is coming down to Columbus, and they aren't going to have a healthy Blake Corum, and that showed in the second half last week. That's a different team. Michigan needs to have him out there. I think Ohio State is the show pony. Ohio State is going to win and win it by double digits at least in this game. I will take the Buckeyes.
Okay, just when you think, you know, Michigan may not have a shot without Corum, Ohio State's banged up as well. And Ohio State's kind of a quirky team. Sometimes doesn't start out real well, has soft spots in the middle of the game, but certainly a very capable team. Wouldn't be surprised if it, you know, beats Michigan pretty handily. But in this spot, I'm going to go ahead and take Michigan and give me 9 points, please. Dave.
Ohio State averages 46 points per game, 289 yards passing, and 492 total yards per game. Michigan averages 39 points per game, 243 yards rushing. The Wolverines have scored 17 passing touchdowns and 32 rushing touchdowns. The Buckeyes are allowing 17 points per game, 7 rushing touchdowns and 13 through the air. Michigan has given up 7 touchdowns passing and 6 rushing touchdowns. Two good teams on both sides of the ball. Low scoring, close ball game, too many points. Ohio State wins the game. Michigan covers with the points.
I feel better. Game 5.
No, what's Spencer's?
Spencer is picking Ohio State and saying the Buckeyes are out for revenge, and they get it.
There you go.
Okay, now game 5. Thank you, Scott. It is in the Big 12, and a game we talked about earlier. Iowa State travels to undefeated TCU. The Cyclones getting 11 points. I am batting leadoff, and I think it's TCU's a team of destiny. It has played some close games, but I don't know that Iowa State has much to play for except to be spoiler. Maybe that'll be enough. I don't know. But I'm going to go ahead and ride with TCU here. Dave.
I have not been able to figure Iowa State out this season. I still believe they are a good team and just have underachieved. TCU, on the other hand, has an 11-0 record, averaging almost 40 points a game and 482 total yards per contest. It's a bigger game for the Horned Frogs, obviously, and they are at home. Both teams seem to love close games. This could be another one of those. That's a lot of points. TCU wins this one, but I'm taking the Cyclones to cover with the points.
Spencer is with you, Dave. He's going to take Iowa State and the 11 points, and he says the Frogs have been living on the edge. ISU keeps it close but loses in the end to finish 4-8. So Spencer taking Iowa State in the points.
Bon Jovi's living on the edge, too. I'm rooting for TCU, man. I'm rooting for Max Duggan. I think Iowa State's offense is a mess right now. A lot of questions going into the offseason as far as the Cyclones are concerned. On that side of the ball anyway, and what they're going to do. Is Matt Campbell going to make some changes? Who knows? Team of destiny. I'm throwing the 11 and taking TCU.
Okay, now game 6 and the tiebreaker. Dave, you're batting a leadoff. It is Friday in Iowa City, Kinnick Stadium, Nebraska at Iowa. The Cornhuskers getting 9.5 points. And the tiebreaker is total number of net rushing yards for the Iowa Hawkeyes.
5 weeks ago, no one saw the possibility of an 8-4 regular season for the Iowa football team. On Friday, that scenario may become reality. Iowa has allowed a total of 109 rushing yards per game and 4 rushing touchdowns for the season. They have allowed 10 passing touchdowns, which ranks them 6th in college football. The Hawkeyes are giving up 13.5 points per game, which is 5th in the nation. For the year, they have given up a total of 149 points. This will be a low-scoring, close game, too many points. Iowa wins another tight game, but Nebraska covers with points. And 120 yards rushing.
Okay, Spencer is going to go with Iowa and throw the 9.5 points, picking the game at 24-13. And he is saying 195 yards of Iowa rushing, which happens to be the average that Nebraska allows.
I'd like to apologize to everyone because as 4182 points out to me, it's Aerosmith who's living on the edge. I give my 80s metal of music back.
Aren't we all?
We're all day to day and living on the edge. I like Iowa in this game. I think they're going to run over Nebraska as far as the rushing is concerned. And I will throw the 9.5 and take the Hawks. And with that in mind, I'm going 211 for the rushing total.
Okay. And 9.5 does seem like a lot. But and given the fact that this series You know, I've been the last five have been one score games. Iowa had to come back at Memorial Stadium last year, got a defensive touchdown, got a safety, did what they had to do, and got out of Lincoln with a victory. I think this is an outlier in terms of the trend. I think Iowa's got a whole lot more to play for. I think Nebraska, that's their bowl game. I don't buy that. I'm going to go with Iowa, throw the points, put Dave on a Lincoln Island, and I'm going to go with 166 yards rushing for Iowa.
All right. There we go. And those are this week's Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 Picks, and we're going to get four contestants coming up here in just a moment. Dave, happy Thanksgiving to you and the family and the crew, and happy Thanksgiving to everybody over in Emil's.
Thank you, and happy Thanksgiving for everyone.
You betcha. 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. That is the number. If you've been a contestant over the last 3 days, then, or 3 weeks, I should say, please hold off and allow some of our other great listeners to have a shot at winning a $30 gift card from Emil's Hideaway. And we will keep those calls coming so that Ben can get those all squared away. We're going to talk to the coach, Kevin Lehman, coming up here in just a little bit on the Gym Class on KGYM.
The world's biggest soccer tournament is back, and FanDuel wants you to get in on the action when America takes the pitch. Because when you bet on Team USA in group play, all customers get free bets back if they don't win. All tournament long, FanDuel has all your favorite bet types, including some that are exclusive to soccer. Plus, just like any other sport, you can combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payday with a same-game parlay. However you want to play, be sure to back the red, white, and blue because all customers get free bets back if Team USA doesn't win. Just sign up with promo code KUHN if you don't already have an account. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. 21 plus and present in Iowa. Refund issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max free bet ranging from $5 to $100. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
It's the holidays at Brown's Shoe Fit. They have the most comfortable shoes you'll find anywhere. Come get a pair to soothe your holiday shopping and pick up a gift or two while you're there. Brown's Shoe Fit has lots of in-store specials now, and they carry top brands, including New Balance, Brooks, Hoka, Born, Clarks, Keen, Merrill, and Oboes. Cozy smart wool socks are the perfect stocking stuffer, and right now at Brown's Shoe Fit, buy three pair, get the fourth pair free. Bring your feet to Brown's Shoe Fit, Twixtown Road in Collins Square.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
KGYM Sports Radio brings you the best in Iowa football pregame programming with a Before the Boom podcast, available on the KGYM app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And Ben lets me know that the Before the Boom podcast is going to be available tonight for you to enjoy all around your Thanksgiving table tomorrow. As you and I and Todd, we had a great time with the podcast. We may have another one next week. Who knows? Who knows? We're going to talk to Kevin Lehman coming up here in just a couple of minutes. But first, I want to throw it to Mark for an Emil's Hideaway, Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway and First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids.
They held the National Wrestling Coaches Association All-Star Wrestling Meet last night in Texas. Two Iowans involved. Jacob Warner lost a sudden victory match, 8-6. Tony Cassiope at heavyweight dropped an 8-5, very hard-fought decision at heavyweight.
First time he lost to the Penn State wrestler.
Kirkfleet, yeah. Mm-hmm. Couple pieces of news out of Iowa football. For Friday's game against Nebraska, there will be a decal in the back of the helmet on the left-hand side, which you will be able to see BB. That will be honoring Bill Brazier, a longtime assistant coach under Hayden Fry, who died recently. So that decal will be evident during the game against Nebraska. Also in the Iowa football camp, four Iowa players have been named to the Academic All-District team. Academic, this is. I like to bring that sort of thing up.
Okay.
Luke Lachey, linebacker. Seth Benson, Mason Richmond, offensive line. And Quinn Schulte out of Cedar Rapids Xavier, who has a 3.7 GPA and pre-med. That I cannot relate to.
That a boy, Quinn. Good job. Not only on the field, but off the field.
Those four guys go on the national ballot now.
Yeah. Also, a couple of notable passings. And it's really weird that these occurred very close to one another. Of course, Iowa announcing that Ted Wheeler passed away. And then Bill Bergen, longtime track and cross-country coach at Iowa State. Those two went at it for a long, long time.
They did indeed, yeah.
And they pass away within days of one another. That's that is very, very weird karma right there.
Two great coaches, no
doubt.
Two
great men, too. Just great men out there. So thank you, Mark, for that. Usually we talk with this individual on Thursdays, but we're going to be enjoying the Thanksgiving holiday coming up tomorrow. We will not have a program, no local programming back after Todd and Alex this afternoon from 4 until 6 until next Monday when hopefully Spencer is back at 2 o'clock. And with that in mind, Coach Kevin Lehman, our off-the-glass segment, and we have it on a Wednesday, a midweek Wednesday this week from somewhere a little bit warmer than here. It's, you know, it's in the 50s here, Kevin, so, you know, it's not like we're totally envious of where you are right now, correct?
Correct. It's only 86, and the sun is shining here in beautiful Virgin Islands, but I've been in the gym all day watching practice. This is the tough day, Scott, because we're in here like 12 hours watching eight different teams practice because we're getting ready for the women's tournament, which tips off at 2 o'clock Atlantic time tomorrow.
Let's talk about the men's side of things where Drake had some success, Kevin.
I tell you what, Tucker DeVries, I don't know if you guys got a chance to watch that. I think he's an NBA player, 6'7". He's put on some upper body strength. 22 points on 5 shots in that championship game. He was fantastic. And I tell you what else about this Drake team, Mark. I mean, they've got Wilkins is 25 years old, Penn's 25 years old, and they play against a team. You probably remember Billy Gillespie, who had spent some time at Kentucky after a great run at A&M. He's taking over this Tarleton program. This is the best program you've never heard about, Tarleton. They're in the transition of Division I, and they are really, really talented. They climb all over you. It was a really good win for Drake and definitely one that they had to earn. Darren DeVries, this is 100th win at Drake. He's been there just a little bit over 4 seasons, so a big milestone for Coach DeVries and the Bulldogs.
Staying undefeated is Drake. And you mentioned all the veterans that the Bulldogs have, plus DeVries in there. Only a sophomore, but you know, if everything goes well for the Bulldogs, this is a team that you're going to see pop up against your team in the NCAA brackets that you do not want any part of in March.
Well, I think you're exactly right, Scott, because they got a big time player in DeVries that can beat you with tough shots, and the rest of those guys are so experienced. They are really bonded together as a team. They're missing Kamel Murphy, who was kind of their tough guy. They don't have that defensive stopper that's got some physical presence. That's the only flaw that I see in this Drake team. But they've got more depth than they had in the past. And here's the good thing, guys. The transfer portal, you're going to have a hard time prying Tucker DeVries away from Drake because his dad will cut his allowance and his mom will give him smaller portions at Sunday dinner. So I don't think he's going anywhere unless he leaves early for the NBA.
You got the women's side of things going to get underway if they haven't already, Kevin. And a familiar face that you've seen down there from Cedar Rapids, huh?
Katie Abrahamson Henderson. You know, she started her career at Georgia, and then she played for C. Divin Stringer, as you guys know, from at Iowa, and obviously Rapids Wash. Had a nice visit with her. She's a heck of a coach, and this is a really good team. This is her first year with Georgia. She was at UCF, You can't say University of Central Florida. I learned that today. You have to call it UCF. But they are a high-pressure, go-out-and-get-you team. Look for Georgia. You know, they're kind of getting their program set now. They're really talented. But she is really impressive as a coach. You know, she spent some time with Finley at Iowa State. Kind of has a tremendous resume. And I had a fun time talking with her because her brother, Kent, actually was a walk-on at Northern Iowa and played for us for a season when I coached up there. So it was nice to get together there. And her daughter's on the team, too, Mark and Scott. So I asked the daughter about her. She goes, was my mom as good as she says she was in college? I said, yeah, she was even better.
Yeah, she was good.
Good conversation over the dinner party. Yeah, she was really good. I remember her those days.
Katie has a daughter in college.
Yeah, you just blew our minds, by the way.
and very talented. Unfortunately, she just tore her ACL the game before this, so she will not be playing in this game. But it was kind of nice to catch up with. You know, basketball is such a small world. A chance to visit with what we know as Katie Abrahamson.
You also get Kansas State's also down there. They are freshly into the top 20. Of course, we know them from knocking off Iowa down in Manhattan last week.
They are very excited about that win. And, yeah, got them in the top 25. Pretty talented program. It'll be interesting to see what they do down here, if they can win. And they do a little bit different on the women's side. They play divisions, so it's not a winner advanced in a bracketed type tournament. It's a preset, I guess you would call it, a classic. So you have Kansas State's going to play Clemson out of the ACC in their first game. Then they've got Northern Arizona, and then they come back with a really – this will be a good contest, Kansas State against Arkansas.
As far as the UNI men go, dropped a couple tough ones in Kansas City in different ways, actually. But maybe not the losses, but the attrition in this program going forward may be a concern, huh?
They don't have any bench right now. They're not getting any bench production, Mark, and that's really hurt this UNI team. And I think we're going to see them. They've somehow got to find some other way to take some pressure off Bowen Bourne. Titan Anderson has been really good. Had two double-doubles in Kansas City against San Francisco and Grand Canyon. So that's the next emerging star. You know, I wouldn't hold your breath waiting for Austin Fife to come back. I just don't think we're going to see that. It's probably less than, in my estimation, a 30% chance we're going to see Austin Fife back in a purple and gold uniform. So they got some work to do, but, you know, Ben Jackson, he kind of always starts off slow with his teams. Same thing last year. I think they were 4-7 last year before going on to win the regular season title for the Valley. So you usually get some going about late January, early February. We'll see if he can do it with this team because certainly not as talented as they were when they had A.J. Green.
No, and now no Nate Heisey for the next 4 to 6 weeks as well for them. Iowa and Iowa State, we're going to find out a whole lot more by the time next week rolls around. Iowa goes down to take on Clemson and either Cal or a TCU team that was top 15 going into the season. They've got off to a little bit of a slow start, dropped one game for Jamie Dixon. Then Iowa State, all they get is Villanova in Portland coming up on Thanksgiving, and then two more games after that. So we're gonna know more about these two teams.
We complained, I know, on this show that first opening Monday about how bad the matchups were, but certainly getting an opportunity to make up for that with some great games here this Thanksgiving week. You know, Creighton and Maui, that was one of the best games I've ever watched last night in their win. And they've got Arizona. And then, like you said, Iowa, a little better test. You know, Seton Hall told us something about this Hawkeye team. Hopefully, you know, they can win in advance to get TCU, which, you know, remember, TCU was ranked top 25 before they got bumped off. Then a Georgia Tech team on Tuesday. I have a call in that game where Georgia Tech picked at the bottom of the ACC. I don't know how they do these matchups in the Big Ten ACC Challenge, but you would think Iowa would have got a better draw in that particular matchup than Georgia Tech, but we'll see when that one comes up. And you know, same thing. Is Tony Perkins going to be able to go down in this tournament? Guys, do you know that or not?
day to day, the way it sounds. That's what Fran had to say after the game on against Omaha on Monday night.
Well, I'll certainly give Aaron Ulis and Bowen some little extra playing time, which would be good for them. And Clemson is, you know, I do look at them. They're picked for bottom half of the ACC, but you got them on a neutral court. So, Hawks, this is a Hawk team I really like, guys. I mean, they are what they've been doing the last couple of years. Low turnover team, very efficient at the offensive end. Got a number of guys that are shooting well over 50%. They are an offensive juggernaut. And I think, you know, what I'm seeing, they're better defensively, more consistent defensively than they have been in past seasons.
Kevin, is there a team or teams, say in the Big Ten, Big 12, maybe nationally, good or bad, that has surprised you? I see, you know, today Ohio State knocks off Texas Tech, and after beating Cincinnati, maybe it's the Buckeyes. What say you?
Well, I'll tell you, Mark, it's, you know, we're in November, and I'm hearing this from these teams here in the Paradise Jam. Because of the transfer portal and the movement of players, these MTE events are becoming even more important to these coaches because they're blending new faces and new teams even more so now than in the past because of the movement of the portal. And so I think we're seeing teams that are still trying to find themselves and get cohesive with one another because of – and I think a team like Iowa that has kept their roster intact. Joe Toussaint leads for West Virginia, but basically they kept it intact. I think those teams have a huge advantage this time of year in these types of tournaments. And the other guys are still, with the new faces, trying to, you know, they're really important for that blending that I spoke about. You know, Iowa State's a great example. Look at all the new faces the Cyclones have. This will be huge for them in their tournament that they're going to be playing in to find out more about themselves. And that's what these coaches say, hey, three games here in 3 days, three games in 4 days, we find out who our tough guys are. We find out who's going to step up when we have some adversity. And this is a great time to find out rather than when you get in the middle of your conference season.
Great example of that you'll see tonight is Arizona. They've pretty much turned the roster over with the transfer portal, and they look as good as they did last year. And long, athletic, and Arizona Creighton tonight is going to be fun for all the marbles in Maui, because Creighton beat Arkansas. Arkansas's a good basketball team, and tell you what, Greg McDermott's got a chance. He's got a team that could get to a Final Four.
I'm with you on that one, Scott. And, you know, I gave a little criticism on another radio station a little farther west than where you're at about their weak non-conference, but I didn't look far enough ahead to see who they're playing in Maui. They're building a huge resume. You know, Texas State got tripped up, but they were ranked number 21 when Creighton beat them. You got Arkansas was top 10, and now you got number 14, Arizona, all in neutral courts. That is a talented team, and with the addition of Baylor Shireman, you know, the transfer from the portal transfer that one that added McDermott added has certainly been a big impact for the Blue Jays. And he's got it rocking over there. And I've said this before, guys. Jay Wright retired at Villanova. Creighton may be that program that takes over that spot that Villanova has had for so many years.
Yeah, Big East might be just a tick down this year. Providence has dropped a couple in the early going. But the team at St. John's, watch out for St. John's. They got a big win last night over Syracuse. They're going to be coming to Ames here in a couple weeks, too. So that should be very, very interesting as far as that game is concerned. Hey, happy Thanksgiving, Kevin. And we'll talk at our usual Thursday next week, man.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks for having me on. You, the best to you and your family on this holiday season that it gets going. And how about the Hawkeye football team? They're playing for that West Division title on Friday. Who would have guessed?
Not us 5 weeks ago.
No question.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right, have a good one, guys.
You bet. Coach Kevin Lehman and our Off the Glass segment here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Quick break. We'll come back with the Bowling Night in America preview for you right after this.
When you buy your own health insurance, you deserve a doctor who's your biggest champion and coverage you can be confident in. And with new Wellmark health insurance plans featuring UnityPoint Health, that's what you can expect. These plans help you build a relationship with your UnityPoint Health primary care providers and network partners, starting with free preventive and virtual care, plus low copays for primary care with a doctor who always has your back. Connect with an agent to help you enroll at wellmark.com/UPH.
It pays to parlay football in November with Elite Sportsbook. On Thursdays through Sundays in November, bet four wagers of four-plus legs of $50 or more on football and receive $20 free bet. It's literally that simple. And don't forget, new signups can take advantage of their first bet being risk-free up to $500. Check out our updated app with integrated funding and increased functionality and play your game with Elite Sportsbook. Valid only in Iowa. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym.
And it is a Bowling Night in America night here tonight, the Thanksgiving Eve edition of Bowling Night in America. And our preview is brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the home of Bowling Night in America. And imagine if you have friends and family here over the Thanksgiving holiday and the subsequent weekend. Give them a call out there for open lane times.
Yeah, number is 362-0136. And a lot of information on the website at maycitybowlcr.com. As far as this week's report goes, it begins on a somber note as the local bowling community has lost Lane Leffler.
Yep.
Who is a terrific bowler. I think he competed in our league.
I think, one time.
But... terrific bowler, and I actually leaned on Lane when somebody had a high series or something like that. He's the historian in town.
Correct.
And he would tell, well, that's fourth all time or third or whatever it may have been. But sympathies out to the Loeffler family and the Bergs and the Hoskins, who another bowler in our league, Lane, Kenny Berg, also passing away. So... thoughts to everybody in those families. As far as the action goes tonight, Lane's 25-26. The Rusty Nails fourth, tied for fourth in the Adult Evergreen League. Take on Viking. Viking always formidable, but right now in eighth place. We need to take care of business. Move up in the standings. But it being the night before Thanksgiving, some of our boys get off at noon.
Could be listening right now.
Yeah.
Any words of wisdom to those said individuals, Mark?
If I had to say something, you know, I know you deserve to be out there partaking right now if you are. But come on, bring your stuff tonight. 6:30 or 6:15.
No outbursts.
Act like you've been there before.
Keep your composure.
It'll be fun.
It'll be good. And we won't have an opportunity to let you know how it went tomorrow. Of course, we're off, and we'll reconvene on Monday at 3 o'clock with the gym class program on KGYM. But certainly, maybe we'll mention it if things go well or if somebody has a 300 or whatever the case may be. It won't be me, but if somebody has a 300, we'll let everybody know about that coming up on Monday. And we wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving out there to you and yours, however you partake and wish to celebrate. And we will get together once again coming up on Monday. Looking forward to that.
Ditto those comments. Talk to you on Monday.
We will talk to you on Monday. This has been the Gym Class of KGYM. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn comes your way next here.
Dell Technologies' Black Friday event has arrived with select deals on top tech to power business productivity. The savings